I'm sure if we win, for people
to
come back.
Make a roll.
Can I assume that?
Scientist times two.
Scientist times two, eh?
And then it's, what do you need?
24. 24?
Because you use it at 12.
What?
It's at 12? No. Well, the
gate's at 12. Right. Scientist times two is 18.
What? 12-year-old, Gertie?
Yeah.
What
roll? I rolled 12. Yeah, 30.
The gate itself, the warp itself is 2 ways.
Okay. But?
So, you can leave it on the whole time you're there.
Right.
You can set it so that it turns off.
Right. Oh, we can have someone here.
Or you can set it so that it turns off and self-destructs.
Right. But apparently it doesn't work very well. We,
oh, that
tried that out.
Really did not work very well. The thing is, if you set it to, like, auto shutdown, you have no idea if there's, that it is on your phone.
So, what's the...
Go away, Dave.
So, what's the downside of leaving it on all the time?
Some computer on the other side.
Oh, that's true. Shit. That's no good.
But that's why we're leaving people behind.
So they turn it on
well,
like
but,
every 5 days.
But we can have it turn off and they can turn it back on like, you know, 10 days later or something.
True. Unless you miss the point,
then
if you turn it on, you die hard now. Every 10 days.
Yeah, it's tired. Plus Chris.
Are you saying Chris cannot die hard? Huh?
Okay.
Can I have some beer?
Sure. Also okay?
Yeah. Pass it over.
Print it.
Do you think that crap?
New better.
Okay. It's not hard to turn it on, right?
So, what did you end up? What's the last thing you remember?
Oh yeah, what did you do? What's the last thing you remember?
You're like in the fourth round of the combat with 24 guys.
Okay.
Oh wait a minute. I guess that actually kind of ended kind of the.
Yeah, so I just said you win, and then basically Donald convinced some people to come with her, and you guys are going to use the alien warp gate. So you remember the alien that Riff hired, and that took away Rad's funding?
I'm not bitter.
You remember that alien?
It came out of a completely separate budget.
Yeah, right.
Completely separate. Oppenheimer had this thing about radiation. Paranoid. It wasn't me.
Yeah, so the alien built a gate back to his home world, which is the same system, star system, that she's from. So you guys are thinking of using the gate. So that's what you're guys. That's what they were talking about right now.
So, even if we end up on the wrong planet, we'll be in the right system, so I can fly from planet to planet.
You're right. Great.
Yep, it's a rift system.
Dagobah system.
Dagobah system.
System with 22 planets. Practically all of them habitable.
That's a whole lot of planets.
Yeah.
Mm. I can get one from one to the other by myself.
Orbital mechanics must be a bitch there.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. If we leave, turn it off, we have someone turn it back on in like 5 days.
Yeah.
Hmm. We'd probably be better off leave and have it turn off self-destruct, because that's what happened last time.
Well, we can always come back and destroy it.
Because maybe the alien got him switched.
Or we can leave it on all the time, just have someone guard the gate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In that case, if we need to do a quick getaway, we can run through the gate instead of waiting for someone to open it. While we die on the other side.
Yeah, we send a radio signal, open the gate, open the gate. 23 years later.
Open the gate, skeletons fall out.
23 years, we won't last 23 months.
Always.
The scale problem there.
23 years, we won't last 23 seconds.
Game over, man.
Game over.
What are we going to do now?
Well, the other thing is it uses up a lot of power. So
that's true.
So it'll only stay open for a few hours.
Leave, turn it off, and have someone turn it back on, or leave, destroy it, and find a way back.
I'd say leave, turn it off, turn it back on at a
set time.
Intervals.
Every 3 days.
Every 10 minutes.
But it takes 20 minutes to warm up the engine and. Oops, sorry.
Because if we win, I'm sure her people.
If we lose, then we need a quick getaway.
If we lose, then...
We need to hide out for a while and then get away.
What if you win and then overstay your welcome?
That's true. We don't want to overstay our welcome.
How long did it take me to get to Earth in the ship?
That's going to take me up tomorrow. Well,
3.5 seconds.
That's pretty fun.
You know what?
Alright.
Yeah. 15 seconds to then we're going to just go.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's not bitter or anything.
Not bitter at all. The ship...
So I detect a ball of hate.
...should have had a speed of about... 39. That's probably too fast.
Wouldn't 39 get in here in 4 seconds?
It took you,
a month? A
couple weeks to get here.
Okay.
A couple weeks. We were chasing all this time?
No.
These caught you near the end of...
I guess so.
Yeah, they'd probably go faster.
So it had a speed of like 20?
21?
22?
3, 2, 4, 8.
What do you think?
So,
47 AP. How far away is it?
47 AP. Okay. And
you wanted it to take...
Like,
Okay.
3 weeks is 19 APs of time.
Okay.
So, 47 minus 19.
So it's 22.
28.
You know what?
The ship had a speed of 28.
Yeah.
Hey, ask you. So does time work differently over there?
No.
Okay, so it's the same.
Same universe.
Okay, good. What do I know? You know. You've never been on a different planet before.
I am from another dimension.
You're stupid.
But I've been living on a different planet. Two different things. Ghost girl, other dimension.
Right. I know.
Came to visit this dimension.
Yeah.
Been staying on a different planet.
Okay. Got it. Over there. So you're going to have a dimension traveling ship. It's a space traveling ship.
Oh, no. Dimension traveling entirely different.
Dimensions? Wait a minute. Is this post-crisis?
No, they're dimensions. They're just not alternate Earth.
Oh, okay. No alternate Earth.
No way. There are no dimensions
on
Earth.
Yeah. Peter Pan says that. The guy from Neverland.
So that's on Earth.
I was all outcast back home because I can't walk through walls.
You're like stunned.
Yeah. You know why you can't walk through walls? You should lose some weight, man. I can't move. It's already started. So early in the campaign. Started yet again.
Okay. Alright, so you're just gonna go through and then have it turn on at intervals?
Yeah. I think that's the plan.
Have it turn on at noon every day or something.
Every day?
Okay, every day at noon.
Okay. You think we need it every day?
No, we have to do that.
Maybe every 2 days? Every week.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays at noon and Thursdays at midnight.
And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we'll do it at 3 in the afternoon. And on Saturdays, we'll do it at 9 in the morning.
But every second Thursday of the month,
except in leap years.
Except in leap years, Wednesday and Friday, Black on Thursdays, we'll do 4 Black on Thursdays.
Right. So, how about...
There's some sort of interval.
Yeah,
really,
sort of interval. Yeah.
Some sort of interval, because, you know, whatever happens, we'll either... be just short or just over.
So we'll have like one of the guys. Okay. Either way, it doesn't matter.
That sounds gracious to me.
I call it dramatic.
Every sober man.
11 years.
Approximately over 11 years.
Every solar what?
Solar maximum.
Oh.
What if we artificially induce a solar maximum?
Destroy the earth.
Okay.
You guys thinking anything special?
Extra pair of underwear?
Theoretically.
Nothing but my shades.
Your shades.
Yeah, I'll bring a clean pair of underpants just in case.
Clean underwear?
CJ saw the first one.
Extra pair of warm socks?
Yeah, there you go.
The coat?
Wait, yeah, how's the weather condition on the plan, do you know?
Depends where we're going.
Where are we going?
Like, does anyone know how to get the restrooms are over there? I don't want to hold it in all.
Yeah, no. We should check out the intergalaxy restaurant guide.
Check out the hitchhiker's guide.
Well, you're not exactly sure.
You don't know where we're going to end up. Most of the planets in the system are pretty nice.
All right, so we should be okay, right?
Some of them kind of suck.
Gas is probably Empire's homeworld, maybe.
He never told Rath the name of the planet.
No.
I didn't know him that well. He took my funding, that's all. Now that everyone knows my identity, he took my
funding. Now you can tell me the story.
What?
Who are you?
Everyone knows now.
He was
there.
He used to be Dr. Jones.
Back when he
was smart.
Now I'm a freaking idiot. Well, less of an idiot now.
Ashley or Shannon or something?
Who?
Brad,
get it?
Bradley.
What?
Bradley Johns?
Yeah. Be rad. Well, you didn't know.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. But I didn't want it to be too obvious. I didn't want to use Brad because that's kind of obvious, right? So be rad.
I'm the only one
in the
world
that's Brad. Cool, eh? It adds a new dimension to my character, doesn't it?
Yeah, one that I never knew about.
Let me do that again.
Who?
No, I can't.
Oh, your audience cut out.
No.
Oh, that's true. Too many dimensions. Fourth dimension. Be rad. I didn't tell you that.
No, I don't think you've ever mentioned it.
Wow, okay.
All right,
that's right. I thought you guys would figure it out, but no, I guess not. Not that subtle, huh?
No. Well, you know, you got like 7 characters.
That's true. Too many characters. So what's your little secret? No, you don't have one?
Mm-mm.
Shallow. I laugh at your shallow character. Oh, okay.
I have a catastrophic irrational hatred of Robert Oppenheimer.
What were
you
then? Yeah,
it's not like
it.
You were role-playing it and then we just didn't notice.
actually, I didn't role-play my name. But, you know. That's why I didn't want people to call me Brad. It's too close.
No clue.
That's why secret identities work.
Why?
Because people don't get it.
I want to confirm the Lost Boys are no more. What's your mouth?
Have you looked at your character?
They'd be like 170 years old.
They're not there.
They're all dead.
No, the time travels differently.
If they're not there, then they're not there.
A lot of things aren't there, but they have to role play.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're out there.
Role play that you meet their grandchildren, and their grandchildren have grandchildren, and they're all very successful.
True, they're all yuppies now. It's the 80s. You could start a new club.
What? Why the paradise? There aren't no streeters.
True. They're all surfer boys now. You can start your own Michael Jackson club.
Exactly.
Michael Jackson club. Have your little tree house.
Everybody gets a monthly stipend from the Ghost Girl Fund.
Okay.
Of what? About $1 billion?
$1 billion.
Okay.
So we go through with nothing
first.
But our costumes.
Just in case. Who's going first?
I guess I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Me or you?
I'm fearless. I jump third.
wait. But... what would you suggest? As also a little boy. crap. I guess we'll use that one now.
I jump through after.
That's like funny. A strange role-playing
level to me. Fearless. I'm a nerd.
That's true. I guess we should go through now.
You should watch out for people with magnetic powers, man. They'll just start throwing you around by your nerves.
It's true. And don't get in the rain. Might get rusty.
Okay. You jump through. You come out.
I can fly, though, so I'm fine, right?
You come out the point in space where Vega was 150 years ago.
I hope you were holding your breath. You can see the planet kind of over there.
Comic book. I know stuff doesn't happen.
It should, though. That'd be funny.
Okay. You can't
imagine one quiet, right? You have to adjust the distance.
See, that make you feel a little better that you know
what?
The alien killed off Riff and then jumped through his little warp gate and ended up, you know, in a vacuum.
No. Not really. Not at all. Still took my funding before he died. Alright, so you go through and then
okay,
we'll
so you
follow.
End
you
up in
but
a
you never even asked Penny for money.
How could I?
She don't really know her.
Yeah. Dr. Jones didn't know her.
And
Dr. Jones.
And Brad only knew Ghost Girl.
Yeah, that's right.
It was very weird.
Yeah, it's one. It's just like...
It was just that far away, and yet...
So
just so far away.
That's what added to the whole pathos of the...
All right, so you end up in the courtyard. It's night.
Courtyard where?
You're looking around, it looks like the...
Imperial Palace.
Right, the courtyard of the Imperial Palace of the Imperial Homeworld.
Wow.
Okay.
I look for cards.
Which is how many planets over from...
Coruscant.
Couple planets over.
Okay. But the princess is probably being held captive here somewhere.
She's actually on a different planet.
Or she's still locked under house arrest back home. Or
she is
she was taken
in the Star Destroyer... That's orbiting her planet.
Okay.
Oh.
She could be anywhere.
Well, the Star Destroyer could be anywhere. It was supposed to be, but it's supposed to be subjugating the planet, so it's probably
okay,
the planet.
Okay, so probably still there. So we need to go from there to here, from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to,
what are you doing?
So we need to...
That's actually more spooky when it was out of focus and just like your eyeball, because it looked like it was all black.
Evil.
Evil!
So how far away is that planet from here?
I don't know.
A couple plants over.
Yep.
So we need to get passage. So we can like...
You can hold your breath.
I can hold my breath.
Can we pay for passage? Do they know you here? Do they hate you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
They know
him
too.
Oh, that's not good. But you can take off your clothes, right? You can't.
Yeah, I can go naked. You know.
You can't.
No.
You can swap on it. Right, cool. It's a woman.
So I would suggest
either we, since the palace is right there,
yeah,
we storm the palace and capture the, you know, emperor and then
trade him.
Demand whatever. That'll probably not work. Or we try to sneak out of here and find our way back over.
We should hide a cargo ship going to that planet. See this in movies all the time. I'm sure it'll work.
We could almost buy our own ship for that much.
Just curious, before you jumped on the other side of the universe, is your wife still kidnapped?
Yeah. We have the other guys working on the case. They're trying to find out where Gorilla City is.
Right. You guys understand.
Well, you know, if I weren't here physically, I would be researching also. But since I am. But the princess might be hot, I guess.
Fact, sure
I have a feeling that but I have a feeling that Chris is going to fall in love with the princess instead. Because she's not going to be around for the next adventure.
It's true. Or the one after that.
Or the one after that. So, you know.
And his hero point total is going to drag us all down.
Again? So the next one? So we'll be like... Gehendren. Mighty.
Gimped. No.
When is that come?
February.
13, 14, 15, 16.
We can do this crap.
Okay, we won't be ready for a third.
They can only be one at a time.
Third chapter of Dundercon.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Still in the second one?
Might be ready for third chapter of Dundercon next year.
They can only have one at a
time. I have to run more
often. Yeah.
No, you know, we might be ready for a third chapter at DaveCon.
It's true.
What?
DaveCon.
We'll be ready for the third jump.
Right.
Maybe.
Definitely.
If we run this regularly.
I'm going to run every week until I die. Or you die. Or I kill you.
Okay, so. Here we are in the courtyard.
Right.
What's the plan?
I say we try to get on a ship.
Okay.
Down for that planet.
We should try to
sneak on.
Let's walk out of the courtyard really casual, like, okay?
I'm kind of a dead giveaway.
Stay casual.
Wait, okay, we can go like this, okay?
Well, don't some people have, like, super vision or whatever? They could, like, I don't know, X-ray vision.
We can walk like this. Wait, actually, you're kind of... So can walk like... Wait, that won't work.
Well, he can put something on over his suit.
Aren't you invisible? You could be invisible, right?
I could be, but...
So, yeah, we could walk like...
Team.
Yeah, you can put, like, a cloak on. So can walk like
cape. Can you just wrap my cape around me?
I don't know, can you?
Yeah.
You're not wearing any clothes?
Yeah.
But, I mean, how are you a dead giveaway if you just put on more...
Covered in black flames.
The clothes don't come back?
The flames
lick
around the fire
part, right? Just like... That's in the 90s, right? I don't know.
No, think Human Torch, Dave.
Yeah, I know, but going down a little point of flame.
No, in fact, I can't.
Flame bikini. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Flame bikini.
Yeah, we can go like this. I mean, it's, middle of night, right?
Yeah.
I can sneak out.
It's not like you have ATV out on you.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's true.
It's only like the one guy in that, you know, planet.
That's true. So, let's head for a spaceport.
Yeah, we'll see if we find a ship.
So, okay.
Yeah.
No, the idea is, so the Human Torch, when he's all flaming, I mean, he looks like a big burning thing. I just look like a person with an aura.
Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Okay, everybody can make a walk casually roll.
Walk casually.
You can add charisma times
acting.
Two.
Acting.
Or you can add your acting
times
two.
You can add acting. Oh,
that was
Dickering. Yeah.
So you don't have
it. The beacon.
15 plus 8.
11 plus charisma times two.
Yep. If you have it.
23. 19. 12, 11, 23. So, yeah. What'd you get?
50. 5-0?
1-0. 1-5.
Okay.
15, okay.
So charisma times 2 plus a die roll.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. Do you have charisma?
20.
20.
Okay.
Okay.
So everybody got at least 20?
Got 19.
We have 14.
14?
Dragging us down. And you two are the ones they want,
no,
too.
Charisma. So you actually have 16.
I have charisma?
You don't have charisma.
Oh.
So you actually use influence minus 4. Okay.
Walk casual.
Dead at night. You guys are walking casually.
All of a sudden, we hear a...
You hear a...
I turned down my...
You're going through the front gate.
Here we go again.
You're coming, you know, approaching the front gate, and the guard, one of the guards stops you.
Naturally, you speak English.
Of course.
Common.
Galactic common.
Hello?
Galactic common.
Coincidentally, very close to English.
Strange that.
Yet more proof that Earth was actually colonized by you.
Yeah. Or that Earth is the center of the universe. Could be one or the other.
Could be that fish we all have in our ear.
Could be
babble fish.
Who are you? Why are you leaving the palace?
Oh, we're with the tour group. We got lost. We're just trying to get back.
Tour group lost.
Sorry.
Well, you make a roll. I wouldn't call it a very good story.
Roll 19.
19 plus charisma times 2 minus they are suspicious, which is
31. Minus whatever.
What's suspicious, like 6?
Suspicious is 2.
2?
Yeah.
That? Okay. So 29, and then, I guess there we go. Alright, then get out of here.
Alright, thanks.
Well, who knew?
Who knew? Tour guide.
Crappy tour guide. I didn't say I was a tour guide. I thought we were with a tour group. I was lost.
Tour group.
Okay. Sidetracked.
Touring the Imperial
Art Gallery.
Palace.
Too big.
Midnight tour.
No, it got really loud.
The palace is all pretty with the lights on at night.
Wow. Coruscant? Is the whole planet a big city?
I have no idea.
Yes, it's more like Coruscant.
Wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, let's go find a spaceport.
So it's easy to blend in.
See if we can.
Yeah, there are actually lots of people.
Yeah. Right. So let's head for a spaceport. Maybe we can take a cab.
Okay. Do you know this place? Because I have no idea where we're going.
You have probably never been to Coruscant. You've heard about it.
Yeah.
So we can, like, look up a map.
At least, like,
what
spaceports look like. Yeah.
All right. Sure. We'll go to one.
Okay. So it shouldn't be too hard to get to the spaceport. So Coruscant... we'll call it Coruscant now.
We don't have any Coruscant money, though.
Dang.
It's a big spaceport, lots of ships, you know, like hundreds
just like
of ships.
Just like spending on Tatooine.
Coming out, you know, taking off and landing at all times.
Wow.
It's just busy all
it's
the time.
Amazing. I look amazed.
Wow.
I'm like a tourist.
Real spaceship.
Haven't seen those before? I have. I just saw one.
That's true.
No, you saw one explode.
That was like a liner.
No. The one that just landed.
Yeah.
And the one that exploded.
That was like a shuttle.
Shut up.
That's nothing.
So, we could try to find one that's going where we want to go and sneak them aboard.
Sure.
We could try to see if there's any sort of evil empire underground resistance people around.
That's true, too. There's
you could
always
try to buy a passage with the only coin you have.
We have one coin?
Earth money. I might have empire money.
We have empire money?
If I have money.
Oh, that's true.
If I have any money, it's probably... Vega money.
That's true. Right now your wealth is Empire money.
So,
or at least Vega common coin.
So you want to find out how much passage is? All right,
so I'll try to find out how much. Good thing I got bank points.
Meanwhile, we'll look around. Window shop.
I'll try to find how...
You go to the bar.
Ooh!
I'll try to see
okay.
what passage...
Okay, this could be right by my shades. The gift shop. Ooh!
Oh, that's true.
I can do that here, whatever.
I'll see what, you know, passage for five.
That's true. I can't get some. That's not good. Never mind.
Good cost.
Six.
Six.
Six wealth.
Six wealth. I've got, five.
True. All you need to roll is
14.
13?
I forgot.
You can't afford it. I can roll 14. Oh, you have 1,000.
Yeah. 20. Yeah. I was going to say.
And use some event points.
Do you say 10,000?
Wow. I can almost buy my own ship for that much.
That's like twice as many event points as we used the whole last campaign.
Yeah.
No. I used about 5 or 6.
Oh, that's true. You used some.
I used to.
You used more. A few.
Yeah.
I didn't use any, and I had all that money. No. I used one bank point to buy my communicator.
That's true. Well,
no, I used 2 bank points to buy my 2 communicators.
That's right.
Okay, you buy passage on a, like, commuter shuttle.
Okay.
That's like a bus.
Yeah, it's like a bus.
Oh, cool. Real life
space.
Like
space bus.
This is boring.
Is it cool, kids?
Yeah, so you got like, you know, you guys are acting like you've never seen a spaceship before.
There's no bag.
You know, they serve you drinks.
We have the tea in the corner.
Low-tech, backwater, Earth planet.
So they serve you food.
Oh, cool. Alien food?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Interesting.
Vega burgers.
Yeah. It's,
vegan,
you know.
Burgers? Vegan burgers, you said?
It's like an 8-hour trip.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably too long. A 4-hour trip.
Okay.
A 3-hour tour.
Do we get peanuts?
Yeah, you get peanuts.
Alien
peanuts. You get little alien food.
I'll save one bag for souvenir.
Okay.
Oh, those are good. Yeah, stay away from those.
It says open package, eat nuts.
Eat nuts.
Not eat package.
Not eat package. Maybe I was joking and children under 3.
Yeah. So if you're over 3, you're okay.
Once you're right on 3.
Go either way. Anybody eat the food?
Yes?
Sure. I want to keep one bag, though. For
okay.
I'll eat the food.
The girl.
Actually,
I technically don't need to eat.
What, are you near a sun?
Huh?
Are you near a sun?
I don't need to be near the sun.
Oh.
Cosmic background radiation. Just suck it right out of the air.
Radiation. Oh, yeah, it's radiation, huh?
It's not pleasant to do that, because it's just, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
It's
not
nice
eating.
It's like eating sand. 10.
Okay. It's not too bad. It's like
what
exotic.
It's like
too spicy, really.
10.
Yeah, it's
I still have my 40s taste buds, so.
Yeah.
14.
New food.
You going to eat some food, Dave? Peter? Alien food? Alien airline food?
Alien airline peanuts.
It doesn't matter.
You're not alien. That's true. You're an alien.
Well, if you eat the food, make a roll.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
because you can always roll 2.
Yeah.
Just throw up.
Allergic reaction. Anaphylactic shock.
What'd you get?
Yes.
Like everybody else. It's a little spicy.
It's a little spicy.
Can I turn that off?
Sure.
Kind of distracting.
The reindeer claymations?
I don't know what the hell.
Background radiation.
Some sort of evil show.
Winnie's dead, you know. You know that now, right?
What?
Wait. If you are the real Peter Pan, you should have known that. Who are you again?
Who are you? Where do you come from?
That will be resolved in DunnyCon.
Or actually, maybe.
Do you still change? You still change into like a 20-year-old? Okay, all right.
Wait, all
right.
So
creepy.
So are you Peter Pan all the time now, or are you still like a bum that turns into Peter Pan?
Whichever one you want, dude.
Wait a minute, do I not have instant change? I didn't
You don't have instant change.
Oh!
I'm apparently Peter Pan all the time.
Okay, that's cool. You don't smell as much.
That makes you more interesting.
Wait, at least you're not dumb, right?
How many Euro points did you get last time?
Because he was logged off when he got the hero points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got 14 hero points.
You got 14 hero points from the first adventure.
Yay. And what happened to all the hero points? I got 4 starting to
Yeah, I had 2.
It's a different scale now.
It's 7.
Yeah, it's a different... Oh, actually, you don't have the handout anymore.
Yeah, you don't have the handout.
What?
One point.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't need any points to kill Superman because he's dead. D-E-D. D-E-D dead.
Alright, so nobody gets sick on the alien food.
Spicy alien food.
So what does it take to wake up now from unconsciousness?
4 points.
4. It's basically everything divided by 5. So 5, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so eventually you guys arrive at, we'll call it Aldebaran.
On the way in, do we see like a
you see the Star Destroyer out the window.
Now the problem is we're going to get into that thing, right? How are we going to do that? We need a shuttle? Sneak on a shuttle somewhere and...
Just get arrested.
Okay, I can break
out. That wouldn't be the ideal way.
We don't want.
No, we should sneak on. Like Star Wars. Think Star Wars, man.
I guess the garbage.
No, they actually got arrested and then hid in their ship.
They didn't get arrested. We just towed the ship in. So we can sneak on. Like
so
they
we
did.
Gotta do like a traffic violation and have our ship towed on.
Yeah, who knew? I can imagine quite a bit.
So the legend is only a vegan knight can defeat a dark lord.
Yeah. Okay. So all man.
That's the legend. You think
we believe
you
legend.
you know with enough firepower you can take it down.
That is true.
Yes.
I've seen a lot in the last 150 years. I've seen a squirrel take down Superman. Wait. It wasn't Superman. It was someone else. It's got to be someone else. Doomsday.
Shazam.
Yeah. Captain Marvel. The squirrel took him out, man. I was there.
Damn lucky roll. Caught him in the shower.
Shower. Back turn.
It rolled 150.
Yeah. Captain Marvel. One shot. Squirrel. So, okay, we're on the planet. In the spaceport. So now
yes.
Now we got to
you land. So, you know, it's a more normal city. Not quite as well done.
Or there should be a resistance here I can hook up with.
Well, if you know it,
it's
sure.
True.
If not,
well, you should know the resistance.
Is there one?
Yeah. So
okay.
Let's go there.
All right.
I can say, look what I found.
What?
He's not really a vegan knight, but... Yeah.
What?
Closest thing you got?
Yeah, you need to talk to him.
He's some sort of interior...
Turns out he... Well, the vegan knight died a long time ago. This is... Guy found the suit.
Yeah.
They're like, hey,
river.
But I got a couple other friends too to come. Help.
Well, you obviously can't use the suit well. We should just kill them.
Yeah.
Wow. And get a real knight into the suit.
Yeah.
Someone worthy. Worthy.
No cookie.
People evil.
Just help us get up onto the Star Destroyer. We'll do the rest.
Okay, make a roll.
Eight.
Star Destroyer. How would you guys get on a Star Destroyer?
Just give us a ship with bigger cargo holds and we'll do a traffic
battle. Get arrested.
That's true.
Just have to hide it really well.
Weapons are from what's this?
we just need a ship with cargo holds that are hidden, and then we'll just go up there and do a traffic violation and get
Think Omni Arm. Then you've got your built-in sword.
Omni Arm. Peter Pan, Omni Arm.
You're strong.
I can wait the whole lot of your heart.
For what? On the arm? Well, I don't think I'll take away a stupid power. Alright, so they're thinking they can give you like a airtight container with an airlock, and you could fly it up and attach it to the airlock. And then you can go in, you guys can go and break
probably
it.
Not be spotted.
And that way you don't have like an engine to detect and that kind of stuff.
That could probably work.
Of course, there are dangers.
Sure.
One thing, A-Rod.
Yeah. Running out of air, you know, some kind of weird leak.
Weird leak.
Wait, I mean, sucked up. Where's it coming from?
Whether something airtight or not, so that's not really a problem.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it could leak
could
after you, yeah.
Sure. During the, you know, leaving the orbit.
It's unlikely, unless you roll fast.
Yeah.
Roll it,
yeah. One bad roll kills the whole party.
Actually, I think Brad would survive.
Brad would survive.
Everybody else could, would be in trouble.
Really? I would just fly back to the planet at 900 miles an hour, right? You can do that in 30 seconds.
Maybe a bit hard.
Yeah, but how long can you hold your breath in outer space?
30 seconds.
Good answer, but wrong.
So you have a... You took one of the blasters, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a blaster 9. If you roll a 2 or a 3, it's out of ammo.
Forever.
Unless you can recharge it.
You can recharge it, which is...
We need to build a recharger.
If it's a 2, it's something you can't fix. A 3, which is you'd be able to recharge it later.
What's the body on the blaster? 7?
The body of the blaster is 9.
EV9.
This is one of the gorilla blasters. What?
They didn't take very good care of the
blasters. So it's a pretty big blast.
The animals, man.
But it is a gorilla blaster. Actually, the other ones are pretty big, too.
Okay, so we can throw them all in a little pod thing, and I can fly them up there.
Uh-huh. So okay. It's like, you know, a cargo pod.
So we're all pod people now?
Yes.
Okay.
I get a... I forget it.
Give some reading material.
Okay.
I was saying, I'll just get close to the girl. Make yourself comfortable.
She's outside, right?
Is she outside? Pushing it?
You're flying
yeah.
up, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I pressed my face against the plaster.
So warm.
It's actually so strong. You can fly fast.
It gives new meaning to Leia's line in the first. Should I get out and push?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so...
Yes, you should. Since you're so wide.
You gave it that thing?
You're braver than I thought.
You're making a flying roll?
Okay.
You have to get out of the atmosphere fine.
Okay.
And then you're making
princess.
A little
don't
line roll
princess.
To sneak up on the ship.
Okay.
Fly, fly, fly. 11.
Okay. You get off the atmosphere fine. It gets a little hot. It's warm.
Absorb it.
Sneak, sneak, sneak. 11.
Okay.
Hey, what do you
you're pretty small comparatively. So you get up to the Star Destroyer. Anywhere in particular you want to actually attach it? Where would it be? Where would she be? It is a big ship.
She'd be in the brig somewhere, right?
Well, probably several.
Yeah.
She just...
The one closest to...
I say the back of the bridge where the moon is talking attached.
Yeah. Bridge.
Trash compactor. There you go.
That's after probably one of the docking bays or something. They probably wouldn't notice something coming in or out of the ship. Near
someplace where stuff actually goes in and out of the ship.
Okay, so you're going to come in somewhere kind of random. All right.
So there's cash outlet.
Unless any of you had a bright suggestion on where to try to enter the ship.
Did I give you security systems?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me thieves.
Well, it's not security system, but it's close. So
no, it's thief security system. Yeah, it's the one
it's in my skill
list.
Oh, okay, good.
So make a roll. Thief times two. Plus your roll. You need a... I would say you need a... 18.
Ah, okay.
No! 17.
17.
No clue.
No, you get inside.
Okay.
Something long squash, and we don't know it.
Well, we're going to run around like...
We threw everyone in an airtight bucket, and I flew you up to the ship.
Yeah, I know
about that, but I'm not being we'll be on the ship already.
But...
No point in being arrested now.
So you go out, you're out in the corner, or, you know, like a little docking room.
Alright, we should find,
there's nobody there right now. Everybody can make a roll.
We should find a control roomy type place.
A perception roll?
Yes.
Perception plus.
You can add your int times two, or vision power times two.
Perception.
Yeah, the perception. Okay. Yeah. And you need a small thing, so...
One of those mouse spots.
You need a 20.
20? Vision power.
Vision power times 2?
Go ahead and roll.
Doctor Vision is vision power, isn't it?
Yeah.
So X-ray vision is vision power?
Got 73.
Yeah. So 22 plus 50.
Which would be shorter.
Yeah.
37.
What'd you get?
33.
Okay. What'd you get?
20.
Oh. You don't have vision powers?
So you've got the control.
What's
like
your
the
That's not vision power. It's an inner vision power.
So you pass the, like, the console operators, and there's a little message going, unauthorized.
Entry?
Unauthorized entry.
Intruders alert. Deck 17.
Intruder
alert. All hands. Deck 17.
You get the hell out of here.
Okay. Hey, someone broke in.
Wait, it's like right here.
That's not who it is.
Let's go hide.
We should split up. You need two groups.
Actually, we're in a little control room area.
I should go turn off the tractor beams.
Hack the computer, find out where the princess is.
Oh, yeah, security system. You can do alien technology, right, Indiana Jones?
See, that would be fancy.
Oh, would it?
Are you saying?
Yeah. What?
Everyone knows that Max talked to alien computers.
I don't know, I can imagine quite a bit.
In case of Peter, it could be true since he did die. Yeah.
What?
If I'm in the
Jones? Yeah.
Probably my line.
What? Can you manifest it? Yeah.
Yeah. Probably my line.
It is your line.
It is my line.
Okay, so you're trying to break into the computer system.
So that'll be scientists?
That'll be
sure.
Scientists.
I can hotwire this thing.
Either you can do it, or both of you can do it.
No, I didn't.
Why are you
I should do scientists.
I can hotwire this thing.
Let me do scientists.
You can both do it.
I can both
as
do it.
As long as nobody catastrophically fails. Let me think. He would need 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got a
scientist times two.
29.
Okay. So you access the computer.
No. Yeah. 29.
And what do you want to know?
Where the princess is.
Where the princess is.
Just like R2.
Of the princess.
Just like R2.
You get shot.
Shut down all the crash detectors on the detention level.
Remember which cell? What cell number she was in? I don't remember.
EE25.
Was it EE25?
She was in detention block.
Something.
D?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time,
E2?
Actually.
Who knows?
EE2.
EE12.
would be E25.
Like that person? Or
okay, she is in the...
traction factor number
she
is A27.
she would be in, like, D12, which is the imported prisoner box.
Alright. Oh. So heavily guarded.
How do we get there?
Right. She's scheduled to be 20.
So, you know, it gives you a little map there.
Okay.
Oh, no! That's your line. Say it.
Say it.
It's gonna save her.
Let's start heading that way.
It is in a more heavily, you know, guarded area.
So what we need to do...
Knock out some guards, take the clothes.
No, no, no. Well, since I would be a recognized political prisoner,
right?
And he would,
right? Because just like Chewie, right? Just
yeah,
like Chewie.
The Chewie thing.
Yeah, yeah. But
you
need,
guys
knock
need,
out guards.
Yeah, you guys need guard out.
Turn invisible.
That's what I put on.
It's Star Wars. It's all Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So take out some guards.
All right, let's take some guards.
I was gonna take out some guards, huh?
Well, there's some guards on their way here now because there's an unauthorized activity.
Uh-huh.
I could try and knock him out while flying invisible. I'd have to.
We could wait for some guards to show up and knock them out and take the outfits and then go head off.
Sounds like a plan.
True. Sounds good enough. Yeah, good.
Okay.
Something
well,
all
right. We can hide to ambush them.
We can hide here to ambush them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that.
Okay.
Sure. What about the layout?
It's a room. It's a
defensible place.
No, it's a room. You just sort of somewhere.
What I just...
We're only sort of there, so.
So it's like
okay.
And then over there is where the shuttle was.
Okay.
So it doesn't particularly matter exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
And then the base here. Who's the bait? You're the bait?
I'll be bait.
So we'll say there's a console, and there's another console.
Okay.
Okay. So I can be bait.
And you can be bait, oh, wait. You're supposed to be a... what?
Vacant.
Magnet. Okay, so you're a bait also, right?
No, no, no. They know I can... well, I don't know. Are vacant knights supposed to be able to fly and kick ass and all that kind of crap?
Yeah.
Alright, so he can be bait too.
They're like Jedi Knight.
Which one's him?
Yeah.
So they're not light viewers.
Yeah. Okay.
How to take it.
So.
So when the guards show up, we can say, surprise, look what I found.
I guess we'll put you two on one side. Unless you want to be on the side on you by yourself.
The normal.
I can take care of myself.
Sure. Let's see how far I can go.
Boy Wonder.
Call
you the
six
Boy
man
Wonder.
Squad.
6 man squad.
Yeah.
You're good.
We're using the Robin as your figure.
Oh, okay. Good job.
You have a big head, though.
Okay. So they come into the room.
Blasting. Head behind the console.
You're their intruder, assault!
Talking to those two?
Finger up. Talking to them two.
Finger up.
Oh.
Wait.
No! Going now. Now, for the next episode.
I didn't hear what he said.
I give up. Kill him now.
Now!
Steady.
Okay.
Best character ever. Okay.
Starter's cool.
No, he's not.
Can we lure them into the room more?
Well,
I think that's so far as we get.
Except you two guys.
Flash!
Give me a. Sure.
Okay.
Well,
I
need to hand the console, by the way. I need to hand the console. Initiative.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So if I roll a 2, did I get a roll again?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
You go last.
You go last.
Yeah. Let's say roll a 2 in case you go
before that. Oh, roll, isn't that the, you just skip your turn?
No, I just
go last. No, I did it 0. Okay. 70, 60.
22, 44.
50.
Yes. 50,
54. Oh.
Ah.
Are we showing you up?
Okay. It's a small room.
I say the little cold word, and I...
Okay, so we have to take an automatic action to close our eyes or something? Unless you roll like 30 again.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Is this the targeting, or...?
Everybody's in the room.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
5.
Okay.
That's a little lame.
You have a 10?
I do have a 10.
So... No, I did nothing.
Yeah, oh well.
Wow,
well,
that
was that. Huh. Do you do anything,
okay.
I think?
Well,
cool.
I'm
still waiting for it.
You think you're still recharging from the last
time? Yeah, I think so. It took more out of me than I thought.
What's that?
Wow. That's interesting.
I'm still waiting for the flash to go off. Where is it?
Okay, Peter. There was a very dull flash. Yeah.
Usually it takes half a second, so.
Yeah, you're fine. You can do an action. So you have two actions, though. So you used up one of your actions. Which is kind of rough.
So there's no automatic or dice action anymore? It's just all action?
No, it's still pretty much automatic. Though.
Okay. So that was an automatic.
Yes. You can go up to two of them and attack, or three of them, or however many you want to attack. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Make a roll.
No.
Wow. Okay.
You just killed Indiana Jones.
Okay, next to you.
He's now nailed on the wall behind you
with a sword.
He throws his sword out the airlock.
No.
Hope to go get that later.
You do lose your sword.
Hey, lightsaber.
That's good enough. Because you know. Yeah. It flies off to the corridor.
You throw it behind them.
Oops. You left it in the bathroom at the spaceport.
Go back to Lost and Found.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Pretty hard.
No, you threw that small.
Pretty harsh for double one.
Left it in the bathroom.
I think that's more like a plot point instead of a double one.
Okay, so that was like 50 something. 40 something.
48.
40. You're first.
When do you go?
I was double one, same.
Oh, that's right. 48.
48.
You guys are rolling back.
Yeah, so.
I'm not getting up to
stand
I'm
up and, wow, 6 of them.
I know what that flash is about.
They look extremely agile.
You tell even. Vigorous.
Vigorous, huh? I'll shoot two of them, I guess. 1, 3.
Okay.
So what am I rolling against?
So 1 and 3, you have a dex of 4.
So dex
so
of
you
three,
have
five.
3. So you need 3 to hit him.
3? 4? That's it?
Yeah, because 8. You're 8 better.
Shot 3 or 4.
And, because you're still using 2 of them. So actually 4. You need 4 to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And you do plus 4 damage with a 4.
Okay.
Oh, so 5 extra. 9 points. You stun them both. They use up 0 points.
Okay.
grunt points.
You guys are little flunkies. How can they have 0 points?
Everybody does.
Everyone has 0 points. Even a squirrel, I tell you. You did take out Captain Marvel.
Saving those all his life.
Squirrel got a lot of 0 points at the end of the adventure.
That's true. Man, tough squirrel after that.
It's secret squirrel.
Secret squirrel.
Secret squirrel.
You stun one and two.
Okay.
You two. You one.
41.
41.
I will swing my whip and disarm number three.
Okay.
And with the spell.
15. Pretty good.
15. So your dex is... Oh, your weaponry is 11?
My weaponry is 12.
12, 8, so you need a 3, so 15 is plus 5, and your, what was I going to say, martial arts?
9.
No, actually, if you're just going to do that, it's going to be strength. I always thought you'd use martial arts, I'm just, it's not quite that cool yet. Not yet. 9,
not yet,
okay.
Yet.
This is number 3,
uh-huh.
So you do 5 points. He'll bite off.
I should have critical attack. So do you have the whip attached now, or do you have to do it again?
You have to do it again. Just a little move, but it gets the whip off.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're not moving yet? Everybody else or failed or whatever?
Yeah. It was lame.
That's that.
You fail.
You call yourself freedom fighters? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Two of them are stunned.
Yeah. That's true. They shoot you while you're down.
You're down?
Well, you're not moving
oh, right.
For some reason.
I was giving up. I was giving up peacefully.
All kinds of security.
A Jedi, they say. You must die.
All six is imputed to the Jedi. Because they know.
Four.
Well, the four that are still moving. Oh. So, so you have a dex of 11. So the first one needs a 13 to hit you. Is that a 12? And then 11.